Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio WLOH. This is the Humane Society News Show, and this is Tina and
Corey.
Corey Schoonover is the Executive Director over at the Fairfield Area Humane Society. And Corey, how are you doing? You've had a lot of things going on, and I think you've wrapped all of them up, right? You don't have anything planned for this weekend for the first time in weeks?
Correct. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. That means my honey-do list at home will be
really long.
Required to work on. So
that's why you work so much and you come up with all of these different things to do.
It's for the
animals, but it's also partially for you.
If you don't know me by now, there is a method to my madness, mm-hmm. whether it's the dog park or whether what we're working on at the shelter or events that we do, like to avoid the honey-do list. Man, I'm glad my wife is out of town. She won't be listening. And hopefully she doesn't pull it up on the archives on our website or on your website.
I'm going to send her a message. No,
she'll be referring back to, Corey, on this particular date, you were explaining how you avoid your honey-do list. Anyways, hey, I was also thinking while listening to the intro music, and now that the dog park's open, I wonder if we should change our theme song.
To what?
Who Let the Dogs Out? I believe I've been told by someone at the station that they're not a big fan of that song, so I don't know if we'd be able to pull that one off or not.
Oh, funny.
How much is that doggy in the window was suggested to me? That's a little old school, though. I like something a little more upbeat.
Yeah. Why change now? No, we could,
I don't
actually.
Know. We
really
could.
Yeah.
But I think everybody, when they're listening and the volume's low and they hear that music come on, they know it's us.
Mm-hmm. They expect our voices.
Yeah.
They might go, well, what's coming on? What show is this? Because it would be odd for
That's
Wednesday
like when
afternoon
they change
at 12:30
the...
for it to be something else.
Have you ever watched that show on CBS, Mike and Molly?
No, but I've heard that it is hilarious. And I haven't had or taken the time to.
It is hilarious. But that show brings to mind, they changed their theme song, and I was like, what? Why would you do that?
That's,
I don't like the
like
new one as well.
Friends, the show Friends,
yeah.
You just wouldn't touch that. Well, I
mean,
it
maybe,
was on and then off now. I mean, it's, yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't. I wasn't real happy when they changed. I still watch the show, don't get me wrong, but I'm just frowny face when the theme music comes on. I'm like, wait a second.
Some people don't like change, Corey.
Yes.
You seem to maybe be one, when it comes to theme songs. Anyway.
Yeah, all right, well, scratch that idea. Wasted a minute. And I changed my mind already. So, anyways, hey, I want to thank our sponsor before we get too far involved, and then I squeeze it in at the end.
Okay.
Amanda Animal Hospital. They are the reason that we get to come on once a week, and you get to hear our cheery voices and our quick ideas and quick yanks on our ideas about our theme song. You can visit them at AmandaAnimalHospital.com. They are located at 6550 Lancaster Circleville Road here in Lancaster, or give them a call, 740-687-0643. Super convenient hours, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays. They're open until 7. They even have Saturday hours. And even the days they close a little early, Wednesdays and Fridays, they're still there till 5:30. So no reason you can't get your pet in to see them.
That's right.
Yeah. So this past weekend.
Yes. How did it go? Remind everybody what you had going on.
We had a little open house where we turned around and opened the dog park, which was really cool. We were super excited. There were like, you know, I didn't count specifically, but I bet you there were 20, 25 dogs there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
good.
And everyone enjoyed it. It went off without a hitch. And then Sunday, of course, I was able to take Sunday off, but we had posted our open house photos and the dogs in there, and that just blew up on Facebook, and there were dogs at the park all day Sunday. Crazy busy.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a beautiful, you know, it was a beautiful warm day, mm-hmm. and there were a ton of dogs there. And then even Monday and Tuesday, you know, from the start of the day to, yeah. So people are utilizing it. We're getting good feedback, and I'm pretty excited. You know what I realize is going to be hard is since we have our own section in the back now. Mm-hmm. So if people show up, you got small dog section, large dog section. We've provided poop bags,
mm-hmm.
and a place to put those. So that's the biggest thing that mm-hmm. I'm concerned about outside of the dogs behaving is please clean up after your pet. And we mm-hmm. provide you the necessary tools. If you forget them, they're there to use. So I know that sounds really weird being worried about how much.
Well, you shouldn't have to clean up because somebody else, if it's their dog, you're going to know you're with your dog the entire time during the dog park. Just be courteous and clean up with the doggy.
And I did take a look on Monday, and I do want to say that poop is poop.
I call it do. Doggy do bag is what I call it.
Well, how's
that? Doggy do bags.
That's fine. But small dogs,
it is what it
small
is,
dogs
I know.
You do use the bathroom, mm-hmm. and it still needs cleaned up because people don't like to step in it. But I'm just saying, I checked on Monday, and there's more of an issue with a small dog area than a large dog area.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it still needs cleaned up, whether it's small or large.
Right.
You know, because it's still not fun to clean off of your shoe.
That's what I was going to say as well. The owners of the pets are going to have to watch. And then the dog, you don't want the dog, your pet, stepping in another dog's stuff. And then you have to clean that because because of where your location is, are people who are bringing their pets in their vehicles. So they have to put their dog in the vehicle. So it could really get messy. So just be courteous and considerate of others and clean up after your doggy.
But when you look, and we had a lot of people ask, you know, what's that back section for? And that is for our dogs that are staying with us until they find a new home. That's their spot to get out and run and play.
You've been using it quite often for them?
Yes, but what I noticed is it's going to be really hard to keep my guys busy with their tasks indoors. Because now that it's still nice outside and they put mm-hmm. our dogs, so they want to be out watching our dogs play too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, so just a reminder.
How about volunteers then?
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
that something
yeah.
more volunteers to
yes,
help out but with?
But my guys are
and...
so giddy about it that they're like, we want, you know, they really want to be out there. And so do I. So it's real hard to, you know, when you look out the front door or the front window mm-hmm. and you see all these people out with their dogs and mm-hmm. we're like, hey, let's get some of our dogs out. And
especially when it has been as nice as it was at the beginning of the week.
Of course, it's going to start getting a little colder. So, mm-hmm. But
so you'll have all the time in the world to take care of the stuff that needs to be done on the inside. However, I know you do have daily duties, and that is to clean out all of the kennels and the cat condos and all of that.
Yeah.
Those things have to be done.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you're talking about 20 to 30 dogs and 40 to 60 cats, it's which I know they'd all rather be outside doing that as opposed to.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't?
Cleaning
really,
those,
seriously. But those are daily duties that have to be done.
Yeah,
those are expected for anybody who is a volunteer or an employee at the Fairfield Area Humane Society. So.
Yep, so if you haven't had a chance to come out, it's open dawn to dusk. You know, just no night partying with your dogs. But anytime, you know, weather permitting. And I would be conscious of the after a strong rain. It might not be the best time to go the following day. It could be gross, so keep in mind
you want it to dry up a little bit, and because again your dog's going to be getting in and out of your vehicle. We're going to take a break. We'll be back here on the Humane Society News Show in just a few minutes.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do, what you gonna